Dr. Eileen Marty joins us now from Florida International University. And Dr. Marty, as you know, is a top infectious disease specialist. So she's the person to ask about what's going on with COVID now. Dr. Marty, good morning. As you know, the FDA approved Moderna's new COVID shot, but for a narrower population of patients than the company intended. What's the story on this?
Okay, so first of all, it approved Moderna's mNEXSPIKE vaccine, but it also approved Novavax's Nuvavaxoid vaccine. So there are two vaccines currently approved, and the Pfizer vaccine may be coming up soon for approval. Now, your question is the restriction on age and underlying conditions. This is this goes back to an idea that that I learned when I was a kid, and that is Pennywise and Pounds. Stupid. And not only that, there are ethical concerns with what are going on. Why is it penny wise and pound stupid? Well, if you don't have universal vaccination, sure, you're going to save money by not vaccinating a lot of the population that is not at high risk for severe disease. That's true. Unfortunately, that allows that population to be basically petri dishes wherein which new variants can develop that can be worse for those high-risk individuals. Number two, not vaccinating universally allows those lesser-risk individuals to still develop, have a higher risk of developing long COVID, which again produces long-term economic damage. So it is incredibly pound stupid in the long term. That's one of the problems. The second bit of problems with the entire thing is that it's scientifically unfounded logic. In other words, they have excluded pregnant women, and we know without a shred of a doubt that not vaccinating pregnant women increases the risk to the fetus and to the mother. Higher incidence of stillbirths, higher incidence of premature births for the baby, and the mother has a significantly increased risk of a condition known as preeclampsia, which can become eclampsia. And that risk, ironically and strangely enough, but it is a fact, continues for that woman beyond the delivery of the child. So getting COVID towards the third trimester increases the risk of eclampsia even as long as a year after the birth of the child. And eclampsia is a condition that can damage your brain, your heart, your kidneys. And therefore, again, we're talking about excluding key individuals who should not be excluded at all, at least not from a scientific and safety perspective. Now, the more recent news that you did not ask me about, but is so important too, is this concept that Moderna has agreed to do a placebo study. And I think it's very important for everyone to understand the Helsinki principle, the Declaration of the Helsinki Principles, which were born out of the Nuremberg trials and human experimental issues and the most recent additions to that. But throughout this, the Declaration of Helsinki says that if there is a proven effective treatment or vaccine, you cannot do a placebo trial using nothing, right? Basically a placebo against a new treatment that you want to try, you especially in a high-risk population. So if they do, as they have agreed to do, a placebo trial, if they do it among high-risk individuals, that counters the Declaration of Helsinki that the Department of Health has been operating under and the world has been operating under now since the 1960s. So that's very dangerous. The only way that they could theoretically do this and not violate that is if they do that trial amongst individuals who are not high risk of COVID. Exactly. Yeah.
Makes sense to me. So meanwhile, the new vaccine is for adults 65 and older, and for people 12 to 64 who have at least one health condition that puts them at increased risk from the coronavirus. Is that right?
That's what politically they have determined. But again, ethically, morally, and economically, and for the health of the United States, it's a bad idea. And it's a bad idea for another reason, in that when it's not recommended, that gives a loophole so that your insurance might not pay for something that's needed by you.
Wow. Well, I think Dr. Eileen Marty's blood pressure is going way up, so we better stop now. But great information, as always. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.